Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back on the Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with Steph Lombardo. And Steph, this year, third year with the Marauders, you're the development coach. Just what's it like to be back in Bradenton?
It's great. Being on night schedule is really nice. I was with the FCL last year with noon games every day in Florida all summer. So being back on night schedule is really nice. And it's a great schedule with all the spring training stadiums. So I'm just excited to be back.
You got some fans in the stands now, so it makes it a little bit more like a baseball field. Not that the FCL isn't, but we know, you know, it's you got a couple more 100 fans, 1,000 fans in attendance. But again, your role as a development coach, for many people that don't know, what does that job entail in your day-to-day operations?
Basically, kind of like a bench coach role. I run the infield. I give them their depths, obviously, with however Jim plays it. But this is my second year working with Jim, so I feel like I have a good grasp on how he likes to manage. And, yeah, basically bench coach roles. If Jim gets tossed, I'm next in line. So, obviously, with the help of Omania and Siebel and Ernesto, and they all have a lot of really great experience. So, definitely lucky to be surrounded by a great group.
And for you, your background, you played softball at Wisconsin. Did you ever think you wanted to go into coaching? And, you know, if I was going to go into coaching, would it be baseball? How did you end up in baseball?
So, I actually, when I was a player, people told me I'd be a good coach, but I never wanted to. I majored in economics. I had accepted a merchandise analyst position in the corporate world. I was all ready to go, but then COVID was my senior year, so that kind of changed everything for me and did a lot of thinking, and I realized that I can't leave the sport. I started out in softball, but I always wanted to be in baseball, and like the amount of learning I'm doing here is unmatched, and yeah, I'm just really happy to be where I'm at, very fortunate for everything that's happened to get me here.
And what do you think the biggest lesson is that you've learned so far in baseball?
Trust the process. I know that's kind of a cliche by now, but seriously, trust the process. You're gonna go through things that it's a long season, right? So you're gonna go through some stuff that in the dog days, and you just gotta stick it out. You gotta trust the process. You gotta keep working, stay consistent, stay disciplined.
Do you ever get it some time from family or friends that, Steph, you could be working as analyst or whatever, your economics major, and you're saying, no, I'm here inside the third base dugout at Joker Marchant Stadium in Lakeland, Florida. Like, do you get ragged on a little bit sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know moms, right? Freshman and sophomore year, I was actually an engineering major, and so that's a mom's dream. But, yeah, now that I'm a coach, I mean, of all my siblings, I think I'm getting paid the least, but I'm definitely the happiest, so... I'll take it. They're happy that I'm happy, and they're definitely my biggest supporters.
What went in the switch from engineering to economics, do I have to ask?
Well, those 3-hour post-practice labs weren't very fun, and to go to practice, go to a 3-hour lab, and then have lift at 5:30 the next morning was quite the grind. So, but economics caught my eye because there's no definite answers for anything, and it's a lot like baseball, so... I think that's just a big part of my personality. There's no definite answers, and everything depends on everything. So,
you played again softball at Wisconsin. Some new faces in the conference going to be for next year. You excited for that? Face UCLA, Oregon, some of those powerhouse programs are coming over from the Pac-12.
Yeah. I mean, it'll definitely be good for our RPI in softball. Obviously, really, really good softball programs. Football schedule will be fun. It's just I hope the kids don't miss too much class with that travel schedule, so that's really my biggest concern. But I mean, if it's good to get a good level of play in there, so
yeah, those labs, I don't know if they would still be able to do it or not. But again, chatting here with Steph Lombardo, the development coach for the Bradenton Marauders. For you, I know Rachel Balkovich was a manager in this league with the Tampa Tarpons. Did you ever get a chance to meet her? I know you weren't really with the Marauders at one point last year with the FCL Pirates, but still in the area.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I met her for the first time. 2 years ago, my first year with the Pirates, and I was with the Marauders in a different role. And I met her, and then I met her a few other times at conferences and women in baseball things. So, yeah, she's great. She, like, love the mentality, and definitely cool to have trailblazers like that.
For you, what's the dream job for you at the end of the day? Well, look down 10, 15 years down the road. I know it's putting you on the spot here, but...
I mean, the goal is to manage. I love all the nitty-gritty details of the game. I love the ins and outs, like I said, how everything depends on everything, and all the weird plays and the special rules that not many people know about. And so I would love to manage, but honestly, I'm just taking it day by day and trying to live in the moment as best I can, and going to win this ball game tonight.
Is there a fun fact? What do most people don't know about Steph Lombardo that, you know, on the outside that they don't know? Like, what's something about you?
This is my go-to. My friends and family are going to say it's a Steph cliche, but I'm actually half Chinese. My mom is from Taiwan. She came over in her 20s, so that's a huge part of my life that not many people notice when they look at me. I'm 6'2", like, but yeah, it's growing up in a house, mixed household like that was awesome, and definitely gives me some, like, points of bonding with Hung Lang and Po Yu and other guys from Taiwan and the org, so yeah, I guess that's it.
Do you speak Mandarin Chinese at all?
Way less than I should. I should speak a lot more, but no, I'm definitely the least fluent in the family, but I do my best.
Well, that's definitely Lombardo. Thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show.
Thanks so much, Thomas.
Some more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show of the season on May the 4th as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. Delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey,
play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzerella.
First pitch is downstairs for ball one to Omar Alfonso. Left-handed batter. And the 1-0. Swinging a looper foul, third base side out of play. It's 1-1. No score, nobody on. And two outs. One ball and one strike to Alfonso. Fastball right there at the knees, called strike. By the way, game time temperature 86 degrees here in Polk County. 7 mile an hour wind blowing out to the scoreboard in left center just like last night. Two strike pitch. Alfonso reaches and pokes one out towards left center. Clark started in, now back, and makes the catch in the alley in left center. So it's a 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Joe Adamitz and the Lakeland Flying Tigers with the bats rolling after this, after happening to play on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecombe Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night, as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Runners go down in order. And the top of the first inning, and it looked the same here in the bottom half of the inning. David Smith, Max Clark, and Jose Briseño. Minimum that right-hander will face as the first pitch is a fastball that the letter is called strike from Hung Leng Chong. The 0-1. Swing and a foul back to the netting. It's nothing and two on the right-hander from Taiwan. 22 years of age, a non-drafted free agent signed by the Pirates in 2022. 6'3", 185 pounds, the 0-2. Swinging a high chopper right side, Castillo charges, comes around it, throws on the run, and just able to get the speedy David Smith hustling down the line. And leadoff man put aside, one gone in the first. Well, let's meet the defensive alignment. For the Marauders, start on the outfield left to right, Jack Herman, Shalene Polanco, and Yadi Castudillo. Garrett Forrester mans third base as the first pitch to Max Clark is on the inside corner, called strike. Javier Rivas, Jesus Castillo, double play duo up the middle with as Marilyn Valdez at first. Omar Alfonso does the catching tonight. And the 0-1 fastball, low and outside. 1-1. Well, the arsenal for Chung is a sinker, cutter, curveball, changeup. Sinker is pretty much the fastball when it has a sinking action to it. 1-1 on the inside edge, a called strike. That's the cutter featured at 85, and it's 1-2 to the Detroit Tigers' number one prospect in Max Clark. The 1-2, cut on and miss for strike three. And the first strikeout of the season for Chung. Two outs in the first. So two out, sacks empty, no score. Josue Briseño swings the first pitch and fights it off, foul to the left side for strike one. Briseño, 6'4", left-handed hitting catcher out of Venezuela. Turns 20 in September, still 19 years of age, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Tied him up on the inside corner. And a really strong performance in a start so far for Chung. Oh, 2. Outside with a changeup. So pretty much every single pitch here to Briseño. Give me a look of everything. The 1-2. Swing and foul back behind Tome. And they'll try again. That last fastball getting up to 94 miles an hour. And the 1-2. Upstairs, it's 2-2. Well, Marauders are wearing the Bradenton Script jersey, which they'll wear every Friday. It's kind of like their City Connect uniforms. 2-2. Swing and a line drive past the glove of Forrester at third. In the left field, the base hit. Briseño thought about two, took a strong turn, and now dived back to first. Bit of a shift on there with Forrester playing off the line, and Briseño just poked the barrel on the pitch on the outside corner. And ended up with a base hit. So man out of first, still two gone, no score, bottom one. Here in Tiger Town, Lakeland, Florida. Christian Santana, the third baseman. Swings and misses at a slider for strike one. Flying Tigers scored first yesterday. As the 0-1 fastball is off the plate outside, it's 1-1. Scored two runs in the second, two in the third, two in the sixth, and two in the seventh yesterday. Taking advantage of the 12 free passes issued by Marauders pitching. A 1-1. Slider low and outside, it's 2-1. Now Chang, somebody that they feel could be a breakout prospect here in the Pirates system. 2-1. So an high pop-up. First base side, foul territory. Valdez out into shallow right field. Makes the catch on the run. Wow, not easy. He was heading down the right field line, and Valdez makes a hat-high catch. Not an easy one at all. And that ends the first inning. No runs ahead, a man left on base. No score after one. Aaron Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamilyfire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
As Merlin Valdez takes a called strike on the first pitch fastball, it's nothing and one to start the top of the second inning here in Lakeland. Adam Metz's 0-1 offering is swung on, lifted in the air, down the right field line. Long run for Callahan, right fielder toward the line. Evens out and makes the catch. Still with plenty of room to go towards the White Chalk, and it's one out to start this second inning. And a scoreless ball game. Second game of this six-game series between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Detroit Tigers single-A affiliates. So far, four up, four down for Joe Adamets. Jack Herman watches changeup. Missed down and inside on the back foot. Herman playing left field today as the 1-0 is fouled back behind Tome. It's 1-1. Three-game hit streak here for Herman. Yeah, just one of the four, one of two hits yesterday, one for four, his line. It was an infield single late in the game. 1-1, rolled over foul out towards the top step of the Marauders dugout for strike two. The Marauders as a team are struggling right now in four games, hitting 160 collectively. 1-2, swinging a foul back. They'll do it again. Runners load one coming on Sunday against Clearwater in a 4-0 shutout, and which their season high of 8 hits in the game. Held the 2 last night. Had 4 on Saturday, and then on the opener had 5. Oh, 1-2, excuse me. Is fouled back to the padding behind Tome. Herman has been a little bit of the spark of the lineup so far this season, with a pair of doubles. Rodgers have 5 doubles, no home runs, and obviously no triples. This could be a ballpark, though, with how big it is, as Valencia gets some help from home plate umpire Pedro Powell to redo some of his catcher's gear. Strap it up. Adamets is set from the third base side of the rubber, 1-2. Slider looked good, but missed in tight. Evens the count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodgers has just not scored enough right now. 2-2. Fastball inside corner, called third strike. 91 on the inside black. First strikeout for the left-hander, Adamets. And 2 quick outs in the top of the second. Shalene Polanco, the next man due up. He climbs in the left side, one of the top 30 prospects in the Pirates organization, Shalene Polanco. Adamets' first pitch to him is swung on, rolled over to second. Smith playing in the hole, fields and throws to first. It's another 1-2-3 inning to begin this contest. No score, we head to the last of the second in Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
If you're looking to find your beach this summer, then come on down to Lecom Park on April 20th to celebrate Margaritaville Night presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. You can catch a pregame concert by the Joe Downing Band and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Daytona Tortugas. Fans can also purchase a special ticket package, which includes a limited edition Hawaiian shirt. Grab your seats today by going to BradentonMarauders.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Brett Callahan leads things off in the last of the second inning for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. First pitch is swung on and roped on the ground into right field, a base hit. It's cut off quickly by Custodio as Callahan again with a strong turn around first base. Second single off of Hung Lung Chang. Josue Briseño with a single in the first inning. So here's Jose De La Cruz. Ready, ready matchup with a man at first. First pitch is a fastball just a tad low for ball one. Well, last year, Chang started the season with the FCL Pirates, made 8 appearances and started 6 games. Final 2 starts with the Pirates, though. This pitch runs off the plate. It's 2-0. Allowed 1 run on 3 hits and struck out a career-high 6 in 5 innings against the FCL Red Sox on July 4th. Pretty much duplicated the same thing against the FCL Braves. 5 innings, 1 run ball. Runner in motion, 2-0's low. Throw to second, and they got him. First man hosed at second base by Omar Alfonso, and Callahan is erased on the base paths. So the Flying Tigers run into an out as a 3-1. Called strike or 3-0. Now it's 3-1. So one out, sacks empty, no score. Bottom of the second on this Wednesday night in Lakeland, Florida. Chang set, 3-1. So we're going to foul back into the netting behind Tome. A little bit of a lighter crowd on hand tonight than it was last night being the home opener. Well, the Flying Tigers. One strikeout so far for the right-hander from Taiwan. 3-2. Fastball sails high for ball four, and it's his first walk issue tonight.
The shortstop, number 4, Jim Jarvis.
So De La Cruz will trot down to first after he sheds all the protective gear. So man out of first, one out of the second. As Alfonso giving some signs is Jim Jarvis, the shortstop. Climbs into the left-hander's batter's box. 23-year-old from San Diego, California. First pitch. Low and outside with an off-speed for ball one. Chang then got called up to Single-A Bradenton on July 5th to make his first career start against St. Lucie and the Mets. 1-0. Slider runs inside, and it's 2-0. Kind of shrunk a little bit, the right-hander did. A 7.46 ERA collective total in Bradenton. But his two best starts came at the end of the year. Swing and a bouncer, foul up the first base side for strike one. It's 2-1. Final start of the year came on September 5th at Fort Myers. Struck out 3, allowed just 1 earned run on 5 hits and 5 innings. Earned the win. So had something to carry over into this year. The 2-1. Swing and a slow tapper right in front of home. Alfonso out from behind home. Flips to first, and they get him in time. About a step and a half. A little number up the first base side. Advances De La Cruz to second, so there will be 2 gone. With a man at second, no score, bottom 2. And Eduardo Valencia, the catcher, here in his second game of the season, 0-for-4 coming in. 3 catchers on the roster. Valencia open stance on the right side. Chunks first pitch is fastball on the outside. Black, a called strike. Single, walk, and a ground out. First three men with a caught stealing mixed in there in this second inning. 0-1 to pitch. Just off the plate at 91. It's 1-1. Marauders already off to a better start than they had yesterday in this inning. 1-1. Breaking ball yanked on the ground. Foul up the third base side. And two strikes on Eduardo Valencia. Sun popping out from behind a few clouds. It's a cloudy day. 1-2. So that's lifted foul down the right field line. Compared to yesterday, still again, probably the hottest day we'll have this week. Chance of rain tomorrow. Here in Lakeland. Hopefully we'll put a damper of things on the 11 a.m. first pitch. Education Day at Publix Field at Joker Martin Stadium tomorrow. Once more, the 1-2. Breaking ball served up in the air. Foul off the first base side. So really good at fight here. That's three in a row fouled off by Eduardo Valencia. And the count remains 1-2. It was the curveball that time. He went down and got it. And attempted one more. 1-2. Fastball high and tight. 92 as Valencia bended out of the way of it. 34th pitch of the evening, though, for Chang already. 17 each in the two innings. 2-2, and no, Alfonso thought it was there. Chang as well. Both of them started moving towards the third base dugout. Fastball looked like it was in the zone. But now the count's full at 3-2. The man at second and two gone, no score. The payoff. Swinging another foul ball off the right field line out of play. Becoming an expensive at bat here for the Tigers. 4th foul ball on 8 total pitches. Dom Johnson awaits on deck if they get to him here in this half inning. And the 3-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Curveball up in the zone. His second strikeout of the evening. No runs ahead and a man stranded in scoring position. We remain scoreless in Lakeland after two innings of play on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Team Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation.
Bottom of the second inning.
Our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke,
get
quickly back. Call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job. Dad.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning in Lakeland. Still scoreless between the Flying Tigers and the Marauders as Garrett Forrester leads things off in this inning. Swings with the first pitch and skies it in the air. Right center field. Callahan over, under it, and makes the catch. And the alley. One pitch, one out in the third inning. In which Joe Adamitz, the left-handing starter for Lakeland. Seven up, seven down. Flying Tigers with two hits on the other side, but Ling Chang has looked good. Two strikeouts and two scoreless. Yannick Castudio takes a fastball outside for ball one. And the 1-0. Fastball at the knees, called strike. It's 1-1 to Castudio, making his second start of the season. And the 1-1. Waved a miss as he went lunging at a changeup that was tumbling away. And two strikes on him. Studio wide open stance from the right side. Chokes up on the barrel. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Tied him up with a breaking ball, and that's two strikeouts for Adamitz. And it's Juan Jerez, last man standing in this top of the third inning. Adamitz has just been dealing. 24-year-old from Reading, PA, drafted in the 14th round out of Liberty by the Tigers, as Jerez takes fastball at the knees for strike one. Pitch last year in Lakeland is the 0-1. Jerez swings and misses at a back foot slider. It's 0-2. 2.92 ERA in eight appearances, three games started for the FCL Tigers, and then started two games for Lakeland last year. Really good numbers. 0-2 as Jerez pops it foul off the first base side, out of play. 10 innings, just one run and seven strikeouts and one walk. Starts done the year against Jupiter in Tampa. 0-2 again. And Jerez swings and misses. Half-hearted swing there. On a breaking ball down and away. Pair of strikeouts in the inning. A 1-2-3 third for Joe Adamitz. To the bottom half of the frame we head. Still no score in Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car, because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM, or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Back in Lakeland to start the last of the third inning. Dom Johnson shows bunt, gets it down off the third base side. Bear hit by Alfonso, fires to first and gets him in time by about a step. One out on just the first pitch of this inning as the lineup card flips over to David Smith. Scoreless of this one. Tigertown, USA, David Smith, the second baseman, climbs in against the righter Hung Leng Chung. First pitch, and Smith takes a called strike on the inside half. It's nothing and one. Smith grounded out to second in the first inning in his first battle against the 22-year-old from Taiwan, 0-1. And Smith this time watches same pitch, a slider, back foot low and in, 1-1. Two singles and a walk, the three men to reach so far. 1-1. And a nasty breaking ball, swing and a miss at. For strike two. Chung has really had Lakeland just on their toes at times today. Now where will he go here? The 1-2. Outside, a miss with a change, 2-2. Kind of a redemption tour game here for Chung. And the 2-2 pitch. It's upstairs. Probably one of his not-so-great outings from last year came against the Flying Tigers at Lecom Park last August 15th. Gave up 9 runs on 8 hits. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Climbed the ladder with a fastball at the top of the zone. 3 strikeouts now for Hung Lung. And 2 out sacks empty for Max Clark. Both pitchers just in the zone right now. Ryaner's first pitch is a backdoor curveball called strike. Clark 0 for 1 today. Struck out swinging in the first. The Tigers' number one prospect, number 13 overall, according to MLB Pipeline. 0-1, ground ball, two hopper. Knocked down by Forrester, recoups and throws across the way. Gets Clark, who was hustling down the line by about half a step. And it's a 1-2-3 third inning. Now 5 in a row retired from Hung Lung Chang. Scoreless after 3 in Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
On the outside corner to Jesus Castillo. It's no balls and one strike on the switch hitter. Takes a fastball this time high and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Drew Adamitz just threw pitches number 32 and number 3 in his outing. He's been locked in the zone and 3 scoreless. 1-1. Sharp hit ground ball. Left side. Santana fields to his left. A low throw off a hop and backs Briseño up, but he stays on the bag. Scoops it off the turf. And one gone in the fourth for Javier Rivas. Still no score in Lakeland between the Flying Tigers and the Marauders. Bradenton has gone 10 up, 10 down. On offense, Flying Tigers have 2 hits with a walk. First pitch to Javier Rivas is a bouncer right side. Smith shuffles to his left. plenty of space and plenty of time. A pair of ground outs and, well, pitches are in the zone for Adamets, and the Marauders just can't really do anything with it. Through 9 pitches last inning, 8 strikes, and now in this inning, 5 pitches, 4 in the zone. It's got the first 2 outs for Amar Alfonso. Lefty-lefty matchup as Alfonso looked like he was taken the entire way. Watched a fastball miss away for ball 1. Rocks from the windup 1-0. And Alfonso tied up on the inside fastball for strike 1. That sinker that's coming right in on the hands of a left-handed batter. The 1-1. Low and outside, miss with a slider, 2-1. Alfonso, 3-game on base streak coming in, flat out to left yesterday, or in the first inning, but yesterday, and one of the 2 hits for the Marauders. Single in the second, as Alfonso, line drive, right back up the middle of the center. And the Marauders on the board with their first hit. It's a 2-out single from Alfonso.
Number 27 is Merlin Valdez.
So, 2-out base knock for Alfonso. As Merlin Valdez flying out to right, his first go around against Adamets. Southpaw's first pitch, the right-handed batter skips in for ball 1. And I think that's all you needed to do against Adamets was just get one man on base. That's all it takes. Just to give Adamets something to think about, and he was working from the windup, now having to go to the stretch. Staring right at Alfonso, 1-0, swinging a slow roller. Out to second, Smith, Fields, and a forearm flip to first. Gets Valdez, and that is the top of the fourth inning. No runs, a hit, and left over at first base. No score after 3.5 on the Marauders broadcast network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom 4 from Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium. Scoreless between the Flying Tigers and the Marauders. Josue Briseño, left-handed batter, swings to the first pitch, curveball, and pulls it onto the back end of the dugout for strike 1. Hon Ling Chong, 3 scoreless out of him, 2 hits, 3 strikeouts, no runs. The 0-1, that's low. The changeup, it's 1-1. Riders dropped yesterday 8-1. Had 12 walks as a team. The 1-1. Slider runs at the shoot tops. Down and in. 2-1. Chung wearing the black arm sleeves underneath the black jerseys, 2-1. So again, Briseño flies it well in the air, deep left center field. Polanco and Herman meeting in the deep alley, and it's Polanco who chases it down right on the edge of the warning track for the first down. And it's a loud first down. It was hit right off the edge of the bat, but right in the gust of breeze blowing out to the scoreboard in left center. So Briseño retired. Here's Christian Santana, the third baseman. Talked about the dimensions a little bit yesterday, but 340 down the line, 420 in center. First pitch curveballs fisted back to the netting behind Tome for strike one. And a giant grass berm that runs out beyond left field in front of the scoreboard that says, "Welcome to Tiger Town, USA." 0-1. Fastball outside of the right-handed batter. It's 1-1. The one yesterday as well, blowing straight at the scoreboard. And we got four Tigers flags along on top of the batter's eyes. Curveball high. It's 2-1 to Santana, who popped out in foul territory his first time up. Which Esmerlin Valdez made a really good play. They just swung on, popped up first base side. Valdez has a chance again, but it runs out on the concourse. Valdez, the first baseman, was running down the right field line and then made the catch over the top of his head. And that's usually a right fielder or a second baseman's ball. Anytime a first baseman has to run back, it's usually a basket-type catch. But Valdez caught it, glove facing up to the sky. Two balls and two strikes, the pitch. Inside, almost hit him as he stumbles out. Three balls and two strikes. Gets the Flying Tigers third baseman, 3-2, and that one's roped on the line down the left field line, but foul. Just down in front of a fastball. If he straighted that one out, might have been a wall ball double. Once again, the 3-2. That's outside for ball four. So the second walk for Chung. So the man at first, one out, bottom four, no score. Here in Polk County, Brett Callahan, the right fielder, shows bunt, gets it down the third base side. Forrester charging, Fields on the run, and they got him just in time. Bang, bang play at first. So Callahan retired, but it does advance Santana to second. As the Flying Tigers try to play some small ball, but really I think that was a bunt for a base hit from Callahan. Forrester was playing behind the bag. I'm going to go down as a sack bunt there for Callahan. Initial score, but, you know, I don't see it as really that, but Jose De La Cruz, the DH, steps in the right side against the right-hander Chung. Stare to second base and delivers fastball hideaway for ball one. De La Cruz walked back in the second inning. Chung nearing 60 pitches on his outing and just threw number 59. And the 1-0. Single line drive to the left field line. It's a base hit. Santana rounds third. He scores. De La Cruz around first. Chung's into second base with a stand-up double. And the Flying Tigers strike. It's 1-0 in the fourth.
Number four, Jim Jarvis.
And And that's going to do it as Jim Horner comes out. So 60 pitches might have been his threshold. And that's kind of a sour taste of the mouth there for Hun Long Chung. He's pitched really good tonight. But right now, in line for the loss, giving up that two-out RBI double in the fourth inning, but still a nice season debut for the 22-year-old out of Taiwan. A pitching change underway here in Lakeland. 1-0 Flying Tigers in the fourth on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Peyton Stumbo, new arm into the ballgame for the Bradenton Marauders. Now trailing 1-0 against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Still here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A one run home on the two out RBI double from Christian Santana. He was scored on a Jose de la Cruz double. Here's Jim Jarvis against Peyton Stumbo, the new arm. And he fires at a breaking ball called strike. Stumbo's second appearance of the season, went two scoreless on Saturday. Struck out four, really effective pitcher out of the bullpen against the Threshers. 0-1. That one's in tight and gets past Alfonso to the backstop. Advances De La Cruz to third on a wild pitch. So man at third, and that run is responsible to Hun Long Chung. Went 3 2/3 today. The 1-1 to Jarvis. Fastball right there, thigh high at 91, and it's 1-2. Trying to leave a man over at third base. Ryder Stumbo, black glove from the belt, the 1-2. High and in. As Jarvis bends out of the way of that here. Two and two from Stumbo. Curveball just down. And it's full of 3-2. 20th round pick Stumbo was by the Pirates last year. His college ball at Nevada. 3-2. Swinging a slow tapper with the first base line, but it's going to kick foul as Alfonso was on it either way. It also might have hit Jarvis in the batter's box as well. Might have been a chance that it did. 3-2 from the right-hander. So we're going to ground ball right side in the hole. Castillo's there, makes the play, and puts away Jarvis for the third out of the inning. But not before a run on one hit and a man left at third base. Flying Tigers, 1-0 advantage after four on Rogers Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll sing, but let's go, bring me ABC, 1, 2, 3. Baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Jack Kerman will lead things off in the top of the fifth inning for the Marauders, who now trail 1-0 after an RBI double from Jose De La Cruz. New pitcher in is Donye Evans. His first pitch is a fastball foul back to the screen by Herman for strike one. Evans replaces Joe Adametz, who went four scoreless innings, allowed just a hit, didn't walk anybody, and struck out three. A one pitch is a slider low. Ball to strike on Herman. Evans, a 16th round selection last year. 1-1 is tapped right to the on-deck circle, and Shalene Polanco made the play on it. It's two strikes now on Herman. Out of UNC Charlotte, Donnie Evans, native of Stone Mountain, Georgia. 1-2, and Herman skies it high in the air to deep left field. Johnson evens out at the edge of the warning track, makes the catch as he backs up right in front of the Little Caesars sign. And that one just didn't have enough distance. The wind gusting out to the scoreboard. Ball is hit to the just to the left of it. And so Loud first out here in the fifth. First pitch is Shalene Polanco, left-handed batter. He whiffs on a fastball in the zone at 92 for strike one. 1-0 Flying Tigers, top five, nobody on. As Evans making his second appearance of the season. 0-1 and swing and a miss. Heater at 92. It's nothing and two. Evans gave up a run on a hit. Hit a batter. And one inning of work against Dunedin in the last series. Right-hander working from the windup, the 0-2. And Polanco strikes it well in the air. Deep right center field. Callahan going back with Clark. And it's Callahan who makes the catch right on the edge of the warning track in front of the Marauders bullpen. Just warning track power twice against Donnie Evans. Now both almost sneaking out of here. Don had a chance off the bat, and he did. But this ballpark holds it. So sacks empty with two outs for Garrett Forrester, the third baseman tonight. Slider from Evans called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Which Marauders now, this is their fifth game of the season, have yet to hit a home run yet. 0-1 from Evans. As Forrester takes outside for a ball. Another slider. It's 1-1. They are just one of 14 teams in all of minor league baseball yet to hit a home run yet. The 1-1. And Forrester swings and misses at an inside fastball for strike two. There are a couple teams between, obviously, double A, single A, and high A. 1-2. That one's downstairs with a fastball, 2-2. Sometimes there's some minor league parks like this one that are just, it's a pitcher's ballpark, really what it is. 2-2. Swinging Forrester, bouncing well in the air to right field. Callahan back, evens out on the edge of the warning track, makes the catch. And in front of the License to Chill patio. Well, three well-struck balls on the warning track to left, right center, and right field, but nothing going for the Marauders in the top of the fifth. Halfway home, 1-0, Flying Tigers lead on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
If you're looking to find your beach this summer, then come on down to Lecom Park on April 20th to celebrate Margaritaville Night presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. You can catch a pregame concert by the Joe Downing Band and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Daytona Tortugas. Fans can also purchase a special ticket package, which includes a limited edition Hawaiian shirt. Grab your seats today by going to BradentonMarauders.com.
First pitch to Eduardo Valencia is a fastball low at 92 for ball one. To kickstart this bottom of the fifth inning in Lakeland, Florida, 1-0 Flying Tigers lead. As Payne Stumbo's 0-1 is low, and it's 2-0. 8-9-1, two up in this half inning. 2-0 from Stumbo from the windup. And a fastball off the plate outside for strike one, or ball three, excuse me. Final line on Hung Lung Chung is 3-0, and that one's in for a strike. Kind of awkward clot there by Omar Alfonso. Stumbo, quick worker, 3-1. Swinging a bullet out towards left field. Herman going back. It's over his head. It bounces off the bottom of the wall. Plays right to him. Going to have a play at second base. And up, standing and sliding at second is Valencia with a double. A final line for Hung Lung Chong. Goes 3 2/3. One run on three hits. Two walks. Three strikeouts. Ends up throwing 60 total pitches, 36 of them going for strikes. And Al Payton Stumbo, who left an inherited runner out of the base paths, trying to dance around now some foot traffic after the leadoff double from Eduardo Valencia. It's Dom Johnson, the 9-0 hitter, left fielder, open stance on the right side. First pitch, the right-hander Stumbo is a fastball, thigh high, called strike. Stumble Black Glove up near his ear. Now brings it down to his belt. The 0-1. Fastball outside edge called strike. It's 0-2. Stumble's 0-2. Fastball outside against the right-hander. It's 1-2. Stebo will turn 22 later in June. Pitched last year for the FCL Pirates after the draft, made five appearances in six and a third innings, just one earned run. It's a 1.42 ERA. A 1-2, swinging a bouncer right back to him. Stebo catches it, looks back the runner at second, only plays to first then. And that's the out he gets. It was good base running by Valencia. He started off the third a step, but then retreated. I think if that's anybody else but a catcher, because a catcher probably wouldn't take as big of a secondary lead. If anybody else has a bigger secondary lead, they might have been caught on a rundown there. But a one out is recorded. Still man at second, 1-0 Lakeland in the bottom of the fifth inning. As David Smith, the second baseman, steps in to the left-hander's batter's box against the right-hander Peyton Stumbo. First pitch to him is a curveball in tight for ball. Smith, a native of Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. That is in the main line of Philly. As Stumbo steps off the backside of the rubber, wants to run through the signs again with Alfonso. And they do so. 1-0. Inside with a fastball, it's 2-0. Main line of Philly is Bryn Mawr, which is home to Villanova, which was a Big East school. Smith's alma mater, UConn. 2-0. That's a called strike on the outside. Edge the switch hitting infielder, it's 2-1. Villanova does have a baseball program, so probably was nice for him to go back to his hometown area, the 2-1. As Smith flies into the air to right field, but playable for Custodio. He comes in and makes the catch on the run, and it puts away Smith for the second out of the fifth inning on an F9. Well, the big news out of UConn this week, obviously winning their second straight national championship back-to-back. Beating Purdue on Monday night out in Phoenix. So Smith's alma mater hoping that they can do something similar, at least in baseball this year. They called the Hooksy. That's their hashtag on Twitter. Well, two outs have been at second for Max Clark, center fielder. And now pick off to second base. They got him. Nifty pickoff move as Valencia got caught napping. And that is the fourth pickoff by the Marauders pitching this year. No runs hit, nobody left. 1-0 Lakeland after five on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our first Paws and Claws Night, presented by White Claw, on Friday, May 3rd, as the Marauders take on the St. Lucie Mets. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Yanni Custodio lead things off in this top of the sixth inning. Lakeland They had just a short 1-0 lead. Marauder has been held just one hit so far as Custodio takes a fastball low for ball one. Donnie Evans out for his second inning of work. Went 1, 2, and 3 in the fifth, but all three flyouts to the warning track and left, right, center, and right. 0-1, that one's outside, 2-0. Studio struck out swinging his first time up. That was against the starter, Joe Adametz, who went 4 scoreless tonight. The 2-0. High at the eyeballs. With a fastball, it's 3-0. Sun beginning to set here at Publix Field. 3-0. And Castudio takes a called strike. Fastball from Evans. Had a few streaks of shadows and beams of light, but a lot of clouds up in the sky today here in Lakeland. Evans from the windup is 3-1. Swing and a miss. Working backwards in the count against Yannick Custodio. So the count is full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans offering. Swing and a high chopper third base side of the third base coach's box is Gustavo Bagna, who flips it back in to the dugout. Custodio chokes up on the barrel. The payoff again. Swing and a line drive over the glove of Santana down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. He rounds first. It's caught up in the corner. He's around second. Towards third. The throw is laid. And Yannick Custodio with some life for this Marauders offense. It's a triple.
Number 41, Juan Harris.
Second hit tonight for the Marauders, and it's a three-bagger. So all of a sudden, tying run just 90 feet away. And Juan Jerez steps into the right-hander's batter's box, swings in a high chopper in the hole left side, speared by Santana, spins and throws to first, and they get Jerez. 5-3 on the putout, nicely done there by Santana at third. If he doesn't make that play, I don't know if Jarvis does the shortstop. And that might have gone into left field then. So they do get the first out here in this top of the sixth inning. Lakeland's run coming in the fourth against Hunlin Chung. As Jesus Castillo, top of the order, come back around. First pitch is cut on a miss for a strike. Donnie Evans working through some traffic right now. Just turned 22. Again, the native of Stone Mountain, Georgia. 0-1. And Castillo takes a called strike, letter high. It's 0-2. Stone Mountain, also the hometown of Taj Bradley. Pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays. 0-2 to Jesus. Swing and a bouncer foul up the first base side. But Evans started his career at Vanderbilt. Pitched there in 2021 and 2022. And then pitched on the Cape League for the Orleans Firebirds. Before he transferred to UNC Charlotte. Bullpen arm there. 0-2. Fastball sails high. And then he was in the draft league, 3 appearances, 2 starts, and again, an intriguing arm. Now getting his shot after making 4 appearances in the complex. 1-2, fastball low. 2-2 on Castillo. 4-game on base streak for Jesus. He's got 6 walks this season. An 11-straight game, walk streak going back to last year. 2-2, and Castillo fights it off foul down the left field line. A Only George Lombard Jr. has more walks this year in the FSL than Jesus Castillo. The 2-2. Down and in with a breaking ball, and the count's full. And this is what Castillo does. Fouls off a few really tough pitches and forces the pitch count to surge. Evan set from the belt, the 3-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Fastball outer half. And Castillo just couldn't make contact with it. So after the leadoff triple from Yadi Custodio, it's been ground out, strikeout. They haven't scored him, he's still over there. And now with two outs at the top of the six, it's imperative as Javier Rivas steps in. Right-hander's batter's box. Against the righty tossing Donnie Evans, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. Rivas 0 for 2 tonight. Ground out to shortstop and second base in the first and the fourth inning. The 0-1. And Rivas cuts and misses at another fastball, this time on the outer half. It's 0-2. And now uses his allotted timeout. Rivas climbs back in. Evans ahead. The 0-2. And Rivas hits it on the ground to short. Jarvis back in. Pops up and throws a strong throw to first. So leadoff triple, but the Marauders can't score. Custodio. Bomb of the six coming up next. 1-0. Flying Tigers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Back to Yokoto, the new pitcher into the ballgame for the Marauders. As Bradenton still trailing 1-0, leadoff triple from Yadi Custodio. Then Donnie Evans bears down and retires the next three men. Cotto in for Peyton Stumbo when his inning a third scoreless. Now just one hit, didn't walk or strike out anybody. A left-hander Cotto against Max Clark, first pitch is a fastball in there in the zone for a strike one to the Tigers' number one prospect. Number 13 overall, which has been in the news today, is fastball in and out of the glove at 94. It's a ball 1-1. Jackson Holland, the number one prospect in the Baltimore Orioles system. And all of baseball. 1-1, sharp hit ground ball through the hole on the left side. And a left field, a base hit. Rivas, the shortstop, shifted up the middle, so big hole, and that's where the ball went. So fifth hit today for Lakeland. The leadoff man's aboard for Josue Briseño. Jackson Holliday making his debut at Fenway Park. They just got off and rolling, so in the bottom of the first inning, he's yet to bat yet. But Briseño, the hitter right now here in Lakeland, first pitch to left-hander, is inside for ball one. Just how deep that Orioles system is. And Jackson Holliday, who, 19 years old, in the big leagues, 1-0. Swing a high fly ball out to deep right center field. Custodio going back. He's at the warning track, and it's off the wall. Custodio picks it up, throw it to second base, relay to third to Clark, and they got him. Outfield assist there as Clark has gone down at third base. That's a long single held to for Briseño. So Clark out at third on a single for Briseño. So one out, man at first is that ball I thought was going to be out of the ballpark. And again, this ballpark just holds everything. Christian Santana, first pitch swinging, pops it foul off the first base side out of play. There have been a number of players who've made their Major League debut. Vaughn Grissom comes to mind at a home run over the Monster for his first Major League hit 2 years ago as the 0-1's fouled back to the padding behind home. It's 0-2. Oh, 2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball up and away. And Santana down on strikes. First strikeout for Bagdiel Cotto in his outing tonight. Well, two innings, two strikeouts for Cotto. About as effective of a start he could get in his first appearance on Sunday against Clearwater as Brett Callahan, the batter, swings and foul tips his first pitch in the middle of Omar Alfonso for strike one. 1-0 Flying Tigers, bottom six men at first. Cotto working around some traffic right now. And just the one man as the 0-1. Callahan, a broken bat dribbler out towards second base. Castillo down on the edge of the grass and fires a missile to first to put away Callahan. And the Flying Tigers in this half inning. No runs, two hits, one man left. Still a 1-0 Flying Tigers lead to the seventh we head on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back Back in Tigertown, USA, top of the seventh inning, 1-0 Flying Tigers advantage over the Bradenton Marauders. New pitcher in the contest is Cam Brown. His first pitch is a fastball. Belt tie for strike one to Omar Alfonso. One run coming back in the fourth inning in this contest. 0-1 is low. It's 1-1. Brown comes and replaces Donnie Evans. Ends up going two innings, strikeout and a hit. 31 pitches, 22 strikeouts again in two scoreless innings. The 1-1 as Alfonso hits it, well, the opposite way. Deep to left field. Johnson leaps at the wall. It's off the top of the wall. Bounces back into the field of play as Alfonso will jog it at second base. Boy, that came close to a home run, and it might have been pushed over almost by Dom Johnson. We made a leaping attempt at it, and it bounced off the top of the wall and kicked right back in. If it kicks off the top of the wall and goes over, it's a home run. So for the second straight inning, an extra base hit to lead off an inning. Yadi Castudillo had a triple to lead off last inning, but then Donnie Evans went ground out, strike out, ground out to end the inning. As Marilyn Valdez, first baseman, steps in the right-hander's batter's box as Cam Brown steps off the rubber. 25-year-old from Pontiac, Michigan, played his college ball at Central Michigan for the Chippewas. His first pitch, swinging a foul back to the screen for strike one. Ryder Brown has a close stance on the mound as the 0-1 chop foul at the third base side for strike two. He brings his front left hip, he's a right-hander, brings his front left hip, tucks it in. It's almost like a rolled as Chapman, but reverse a right-handed thrower. He kind of comes at you with a three-quarter arm slot. But right now, the Marauders need to cash in on one of these golden opportunities. Two looks a second, the 0-2. And that one's off the plate outside with a sweeping slider. It's 1-2. Well, Brown last season made 32 appearances with Lakeland at 11 saves. He was the team's closer in 16 opportunities, 44 punch outs in 41 innings. 1-2 and a ground ball up the middle. Jarvis is there on the run. No, not in time. It was a slow developing play. Jarvis was played in on the hole, so the ball basically hit right to just to the left of the second base bag, a dribbler. And so by the time he got there and threw on the run, Valdez beat it out. Runners at first and third, still nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. And a 1-0 contest in favor of Lakeland. Jack Herman, the batter, against Cam Brown. Takes the first pitch, fastball in for ball one. Herman 0 for 2 tonight, struck out looking in the second, flat out to left in the fifth. Flew out to the warning track though. Brown set, here's the 1-0. Called strike, bell tie. Limited the pitch to hand, it was middle. Just below the Bradenton script jersey. And these are their Friday City Connect-like uniforms. Wearing them tonight, the 1-1. And Herman can't connect on a fastball on the outside corner. It's two strikes now on him. Not really, a ball in play is productive. Infield is back the entire way around. They're hoping for a strikeout and a chance at a double play. Spin and a toss over to first. As Valdez back in safely with a headlong dive. And now Brown's 1-2. Fastball sails high at the eyeballs of Herman. Marauders this season have scored 9 runs while allowing 26, a negative 17 run differential. 2-2 as Herman fights it off. First base side foul into the screen. A chance to cut into that here. That the run differential, obviously a couple of large losses so far. Lost 13-2 to Clearwater, 8-1 last night. I mean, that's where 18 runs have come from right there. The 2-2. So we're going to foul back again. That is the third worst run differential, though, in Double-A down. But they have an opportunity right now. 4 hits, including 2 in this inning. The 2-2. And Herman strikes out swinging. Nasty breaking ball, had him out in front. First punch out for Brown is the first out. Now of the 7th inning. Jalene Polanco, left-handed batter, steps into the left-hander's batter's box against the right-hander Cam Brown, who set his first pitch. Breaking ball called strike on the outside edge. Alphonse leads off at third. Valdez at first. Double single to start this half inning before the strikeout to Herman. Rodder still trailing just 1 run. In the top of the 7th, the 0-1. And Polanco fouls it back to the screen for strike 2. Well, Shalene Polanco, this year in 4 games, coming in just 3-for-16 with a double and 6 punch-outs. He was one of the top 30 prospects in the Pirate system coming into this year on the Marauders roster. 1-6, 0-2. And Polanco's sharp hit ground ball off the glove of Briseño. It's in front of him. They try to go to first. No tag. And everybody's safe as Alfonso's in to score. And we're tied at 1 in the 7th. Now, Briseño went to field the glove basically right on the first base bag. He thought it was in his glove. He looked up, but the ball stayed down. And by the time he realized it, it kicked away a few inches. And everybody became safe as here's a mound visit by Nick Green, the pitching coach for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. So an awkward play results in the first run, though, for the Marauders tonight. Marauders yesterday scored their run in the 7th inning as well, so a lucky 7 for them. And still more to come with runners at first and second, just 1 out. And Garrett Forrester, the batter. Forrester steps in the right-hander's batter's box. Against the right-hander, Cam Brown. Looks a second twice, first pitch. Letter high strike. So base hit could give the Marauders their first lead of the series. The 0-1. And Forrester, ground ball to short. Jarvis is second for 1. Back over to first, and they turn 2. 6-4-3 double play, but the Marauders do get a run on 2 hits in the inning. Stretch time in Lakeland. Again, still tied at 1 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our first Paws and Claws Night, presented by White Claw, on Friday, May 3rd, as the Marauders take on the St. Lucie Mets. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I'm Scarlett Johansson.
My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Matt Delcoto out for his second inning. We'll face Jose De La Cruz, Jim Jarvis, and Eduardo Valencia. First pitch, the right-handed batter is a high chopper to short. Rivas charging in to his left, throws on the run and puts away De La Cruz on just one pitch to begin this bottom of the seventh inning. All tied at one after the single on the infield for Shaleen Polanco has tied the game at one. And now Jim Jarvis, the shortstop. Next man due up against Cotto, who gave up a pair of singles, but got through that sixth inning pretty clean as a fastball misses just below the kneecaps of Jarvis for ball one. The 1-0. Called strike. And it's 1-1. One-one pitch from Cotto. Bounces in with a changeup, 2-1. Cotto is a very quick worker. We saw that in his first appearance. And really, he's rocking and rolling. Working from the third base side of the rubber, 2-1. In tight and to hit him. Right off the elbow guard for Jarvis. Places him at first with one gone. Left-hander Cotto stands on the mound at 6'5", 245 pounds. 21-year-old out of Fort Mill, South Carolina. 11th round draft picked by the Pirates in last year's draft out of Kentucky. And which Cotto began his career at the University of South Carolina. First pitch to Eduardo Valencia. Outside, and the heater for ball one. Cotto a stare to first base. Now strike zone. Foul back to the screen for strike one, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. Rodgers still don't have a lead in this series. Lost 8-1 yesterday. Lakeland scored the first run in the fourth inning on a De La Cruz double that scored Christian Santana. 1-1. That's low. With a fastball, it's 2-1. Valencia 1-for-2 tonight, doubled in the fifth inning, but he was picked off of second base. Cotto set from the belt with his black glove. And now kicks. Fastball sails high and away at 92. It's 3-1. With Dom Johnson on deck. Well, the pickoff at Valencia at second base, though, that is the fourth pickoff of the season. We're only in our fifth game. Four pickoffs you won't see sometimes until 35, 40 games in. And now Cotto goes to first. Jarvis with a headlong dive in safely. Great. Michael Kennedy had the first two on Saturday. And then Christian Curtis on Sunday. And now one here today. And which two of them coming at first base, two of them at second base. 3-1. Inside ball four as it gets to the backstop. So Cotto lost the last two men after a ground out to De La Cruz began his seventh inning. Hit batter at a walk. And out comes Matt Ford, the pitching coach for the Marauders. 1-1 tie game, top seven, or bottom seven, and Lakeland. As Ford goes to the mound, let's take a look at some of the scores around the Florida State League and the out-of-town scoreboard here tonight. Top of the sixth in Jupiter, still scoreless between St. Lucie and the Hammerheads. Thresher is hosting Fort Myers, 2-1 lead for Clearwater. Dunedin up 3-1 on Tampa. They just scored two runs to take the lead in Palm Beach on top of Daytona. They just took the lead in the top of the fifth inning. Ahead 3-2. Runners on first and second, bottom seven, 1-1 tie game and one out. Here's Dom Johnson, the right-handed batter. Swings to the first pitch and fouls it off the right side for strike one. Johnson attempted to bunt one down earlier and then he tapped out right in front of home. He's 0-2 tonight. Can't change it all here, the 0-1. Fastball high above the letters. It's 1-1. Johnson, native of Edmond, Oklahoma. 5'9", right-handed batter. In the batter's box right now. Looked to second for Cotto, and he strides home. Pitch is swung on, a little chopper up the third base side. Just to the edge of the coach's box for strike two. Lakeland attempting to retake the lead in this seventh inning. Runners on first and second. They're threatening. Cotto's 1-2 pitch. Outside with a changeup, 2-2. Well, Cotto's arsenal features a fastball, slider, changeup mix. Starting pitcher at Kentucky. He's been in the bullpen at times. Now here in pro ball, 2-2. Fastball high, just above the letters at 92, and it's full. 25 pitches in his outing now. Some action up in the Marauders bullpen as a right-hander is up and throwing. David Smith on deck in the top of the order. 3-2 though first. Outside for ball four. It missed with the changeup. So three straight free passes, a hit batter, and two walks. All of a sudden, here is David Smith, the second baseman, as Lakeland can retake the lead with practically anything in play here outside of a double play. Smith 0-3 tonight. Switch hitter batting right against the southpaw, Cotto. First pitch on the ground to short. Rivas dives in the hole. A second for one over to first, not in time. Jarvis scores, and Lakeland has the lead again at 2-1. Well, that's an impossible double play to turn with the speed that Smith had. He's probably the fastest player on this roster. And anything that's a tough double play like that, unless it's hit right at you, you're never going to have a chance to turn it. Rodgers tried to almost had it there for a second, but Lakeland jumps back in front, 2-1. And Max Clark, the center fielder, steps in. Lefty-lefty matchup. As Cotto's first pitch is a fastball away for ball one. By the way, talked about Jackson Holliday making his debut, number one prospect on Emily Pipeline, 12 spots in front of Max Clark. Alde struck out in his first at-bat at Fenway. 1-0, high and in on Clark. Fastball end up near the ear, it's 2-0. Clark singles last inning. It's 1-for-3 tonight, ahead last night. And now Cotto over to first. Sidesteps that way. Is Smith back in standing? Well, David Smith, definitely someone you have to watch out for. He has one stolen base this season, but was tied for third the entire country at UConn in stolen bases last year. 2-0 is fouled back to the screen for strike one. Sun pretty much set it. Here in Tigertown, USA, lights taking full effect on the diamond any moment now. Black still blowing out to left center, 2-1. And the slider runs down and away for ball three. Reiner still now throwing in the Marauders bullpen. Cotto having to try to navigate this inning, just needs one more out. Toss over to first. Three-one. High and in for ball four. He walked him. Bases are loaded with Flying Tigers. Three walks and hit batter that's hitting for Cotto. And Josue Briseño, a 19-year-old Venezuelan, steps in the left side. 2-for-3 tonight. Having a good series so far. Lakeland 2, Marauders 1. Breaking ball bounces in for ball one. Valencia leads off at third. Smith at second. And now Max Clark at first. The base hit's going to score at least two with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. One run home on a fielder's choice. 1-0. Fastball high chopper up the middle. Rivas fields it on the first base side of the bag and steps on second base to end the inning. So one run does come in a score on no hits and three men left on base. To the eighth we had Marauders trailing once again. 2-1 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Yannick Castudillo leads off Top of the eighth inning, Marotta is trailing once again, 2-1. As he watches a fastball down to the heart of the plate for a called strike. Riders tie the game in the seventh with an RBI single from Shalene Polanco. Then a fielder's choice pitch on the inside half with a breaking ball from Cam Brown. It's 0-2. And a fielder's choice, if they couldn't turn an inning double play with the bases loaded, leads to that go-ahead run for the Flying Tigers. So 2-1, top eight. Nothing in two on the eight-man Custodio as he lunges for a breaking ball out of the zone for strike three. Second punch out for Brown, one gone in the eighth for Juan Jerez. Jerez, slide open stance on the right side. One out, nobody on. And a fastball from Brown at 91 miles an hour, called strike. It ends 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out in the third and the sixth tonight. Fouls it off first base side for strike two. Rodder is going back to the bullpen next half inning as the right-hander is still throwing. So Magdiel Cotto's evening will be over. The 0-2, breaking ball popped up first base side. Foul territory, Briseño lost the lights for a second and makes the catch as he shakes his head on the gravel. Now he put his glove up, which you usually do in the daytime, but also in the nighttime when the ball is hit right in the lights as he's still looking up. Having a few words with David Smith, the second baseman. It's right around twilight hour. It was where it's still light out in the sky, but it is dark. Two outs, and here's Jesus Castillo. Takes a breaking ball low for ball one. And this is the hardest time of the day to track a baseball, especially in the outfield. 1-0. Castillo shows bunt, gets it down, but foul, third base side. Well, it was right on the white chalk for a second, but only like 3 foot up. 3 feet up the third base line, and so was it that far? Castillo with his speed. Maybe had a chance to beat it out, but a tough play for Valencia. It had a bare hand and spin and fire. Nonetheless, one ball, one strike. Here it is. It's outside. The change, 2-1. Cam Brown off to a more efficient second inning of work out of the bullpen after last inning giving up a run on three hits. 2-1. Called strike, belt tie. Counts back even, two balls and two strikes. Ryander Brown nods, gets a sign, and it's 2-2. Breaking ball, lined into center field. It drops in for a base hit. And Castillo has the Marauders' sixth hit tonight and some life here in the eighth inning.
Number 2, Javier Rivas.
Now they can just start to get the wheels going with the two-out rally. Try to tie this game back up. Javier Rivas, the next man up. Shortstop who's 0-3 tonight. 0-3 yesterday. Castillo at first, though, is a running threat. Good size lead over there in the first pitch. Slider down and away for ball one. When pouring here, Riders try to get this tying run across in this half inning, the 1-0. Check swing by Rivas. It's in there on the outside corner for a strike. Right-hander set. And Cam Brown. His 1-1. There goes Castillo. Pitch down and away. No throw. It was backhanded in the dirt by Valencia. So a stolen base for Jesus Castillo. And he's in scoring position. That's his third stolen base of the season. He stole two on opening night. against Clearwater, and that's his first since. So count 2-1, two outs. Marauders trailing 2-1. In the top of the eighth inning. Base hit can tie it 2-1. Swinging a high bouncer. Speared on the top of the mound by Brown. Runs over to first. Underhand toss and puts an end to that. As retires Rivas and the Marauders in the eighth inning. No runs on a hit. One man left in scoring position. Bottom eight, here we come. 2-1. Lakeland on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Garrett McMillan takes over for Magdiel Cotto as McMillan making his second appearance of the season will face 4, 5, and 6 in Lakeland's order. Flying Tigers in front of Bradenton 2-1. Ryder McMillan from the windup, his first pitch home is a curveball spiked in. The dirt for ball one on Santana, the third baseman today. He's 0-2 with a walk and a run scored in the fourth inning. McMillan, right-hander, is 1-0. Fastball just outside. It's 2-0. Let's get to meet Garrett McMillan. Two balls outside. It's 3-0. McMillan, 6'4", 235, native of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Played his college ball for the Crimson Tide. 3-0. Fastball right there down the heart of the plate for a called strike. McMillan taken in the 14th round of last year's draft by the Pirates. 3-1. Cut on and missed. Fastball on the outside edge for strike two. And now a time called by Christian Santana. McMillan looking to work backwards in the count. 3-2. And a curveball high for ball four. Each team with six hits apiece here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Now, Florida State League's been a league that's been around for quite some time. It's there are a couple leagues, South Atlantic League and the High A, where Greensboro is another league that has a long story, tradition, and history. And come across some things once in a while on this day in history. His first pitch is lifted in the air, center field. Polanco back. Now he's into his right, makes the catch with plenty of room out there. Brett Callahan sat down for the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lakeland in front 2-1. Well, one thing came across today on this day in baseball history that is tied down here to the Florida State League. And that's the fact that At the time, Cubs minor league prospect Jorge Soler was ejected from a game in this league on this day back in 2013. Fastball down and outside to Jose De La Cruz for ball one. Soler was a member of the Daytona Cubs at the time, now the Tortugas and a Reds affiliate. But they're, again, right around their six games into the year when this incident happened. Pitch on the ground, third. Forrester to second for one. Back over to first, and they turn an inning-ending double play. 5-4-3 double play. More to come as we hit the ninth inning next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, May 4th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders don special Star Wars-themed jerseys. You can bid and purchase those jerseys online with the proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. And be sure to stay for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game presented by Budweiser. So bring your lightsaber and reserve your seats now at BradentonMarauders.com. May the Force be with you.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Top of the ninth inning, Marauders chasing a run at 2-1 in the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Clayburth Perez, new arm into the contest. 24-year-old, 6-foot, southpaw out of Venezuela, making his second appearance of the season. He'll try to slam the door here on the Marauders and their chances. It'll be Omar Alfonso as Marilyn Valdez and Jack Herman. Finish up that story on Jorge Soler again on this day in the seventh inning back in 2013, ejected for charging the opposing dugout with the bat after he'd been spiked into at second base by previous inning. Five-game suspension ensued. So Florida State League, you never know what you see every single night. Omar Alfonso, the batter against Clayburth Perez. From the lineup, his first pitch. Swing and a miss on a slider for strike one. Well, Perez has been in the Tigers system for quite some time. He's been in part of the Tigers since 2017. It was a ground ball to the right side of the infield. Smith shuffles to his right, throws to first, and Alfonso put down for the first out. This is technically his seventh season, so you usually have 6 years with the team and then a new contract, and that's basically what happened. He was a free agent, minor league free agent, who hasn't retired in single-A Lakeland. He was the DSL Tigers for 2 years, 2017-2018, FCL Tigers in 2019. As Valdez's first pitch is fouled back to the screen. He did make a start in 2019 for the old New York Penn League. That is short season single-A, the old Connecticut Tigers. 0-1, a whiff and a miss on a fastball at 0-2, which were part of one of the 40 minor league affiliates that lost affiliation in 2020, as did the Pioneer League, the Appalachian League. 0-2, down and in, and with a breaking ball, it's 1-2. And then Lakeland in 2021, FCL Tigers in 22, Lakeland in 23, and Lakeland here in 24. 1-2, little flare off the end of the bat, and it ducks down for a base hit. Valdez with his second hit tonight. And it comes at a great time. The tying runs on base with one gone in the ninth inning. Rodgers trailing just 2-1. Bradenton at one point tied the game in the seventh after Lakeland took the lead in the fourth, but then the Flying Tigers got that run back in the bottom of the seventh inning on a fielder's choice. So man at first in is Merlin Valdez, Jack Herman. Right-handed batter against Clayworth Perez. First pitch, cut on and miss with a heater up in the zone for strike one. Valdez putting his open mitt on his right hand. The 0-1. And Herman foul tips a fastball in the mitt of Valencia for strike two. At 91 miles an hour. No balls and two strikes. The pitch to Herman. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He got him. Up and in fastball at 93. Threw three challenge fastballs, and he got him. And now the Marauders are down to their final out tonight. Near the top of the ninth in Lakeland. As Shalene Polanco, center fielder, steps in the left-hander's batter's box. He's got some pop. Big shift on the left side of the infield as Polanco's first pitch. Ripped out and missed for strike one. Polanco's driven in the only run tonight, an RBI infield single in the seventh inning. Valdez off of first, Marauders down a run, and Polanco pops it foul, third base side out of play for strike two. And just like that, Marauders down to their final strike. Lakeland looking to take the first two games of this six-game series. First road trip of the year for Bradenton. They do have the tying run out of first base, trailing 2-1 at the top of the ninth. No balls and two strikes, Perez's pitch. Swinging a foul off the edge of the bat up the third base side. And they'll try it again. Perez, glove set, just above the belt, the pitch. Swinging a high pop-up. Left side, Santana comes racing in foul territory, makes the catch just in front of the coach's box. And that is the ball game. No runs, one hit, one man left on base in the top of the ninth inning. But the Flying Tigers take the first two games of this six-game series, winning 8-1 yesterday, 2-1 here tonight. Post-game show coming up next here from Tigertown, USA. We return on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items for applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
If you're looking to find your beach this summer, then come on down to Lecom Park on April 20th to celebrate Margaritaville Night presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. You can catch a pregame concert by the Joe Downing Band and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Daytona Tortugas. Fans can also purchase a special ticket package, which includes a limited edition Hawaiian shirt. Grab your seats today by going to BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
And welcome back to Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium as the Marauders drop their second straight contest against Lakeland Flying Tigers to open up this six-game series. Thomas and Zarella here to wrap up tonight's contest with this one. Well, the Marauders got a really good pitching effort tonight. Just the bats, they had a few chances, just couldn't cash in on some of those opportunities here tonight. Hung Lung Chong ended up making his season debut, and it wasn't too bad at all. Three strikeouts, two walks, gave one run on three hits, and three and two-thirds innings with that one run coming in the fourth, and which was the last batter that he saw. And he allowed a one-out walk to Christian Santana, and then two batters later, Jose De La Cruz doubles him home to give the Flying Tigers a 1-0 lead over the Marauders, and then Bradenton, after that, Peyton Stumble ending the third scoreless. Magdiel Cotto went the next two. Garrett McMillan, the last inning there. But Joe Adametz, really good start. Four scoreless innings, three strikeouts through just 41 pitches, but that was it for him. Donnie Evans came in for the next two, but then things got interesting when Cam Brown entered in the top of the seventh inning. Marauders got the first two men on after they had Yanni Castudio lead off triple in the sixth. Evans retired the next three. Similar thing happened in the seventh, but they cashed in. Alfonso leadoff double. Valdez with a single. The place runners, two men on base. And then two batters later, Shalene Polanco infield RBI single. Tied the game at one before an inning-ending double play with runners on the corners and the rest of the threat there. So heading the stretch, it was 1-1, bottom seven. And Magdiel Cotto hits Jim Jarvis, walks the next two men. Fielder's choice by David Smith scores the game's decisive run, and the Flying Tigers would go on after that. 2-1, Marauders have the tying run on base in both the eighth and the ninth inning. A two-out single from Jesus Castillo, who stole second. Rivas grounded back to the mound, and then in the ninth inning against Claybrook Perez, a one-out single by Esmerlin Valdez before he retired the next two men to end the ball game. Winning pitcher tonight was Cam Brown, improves to 1-0. Magdiel Cotto's loser falls to 1-1 as Claybrook Perez picks up his first save of the season. Game time, 2 hours and 5 minutes. It was a breezy one here tonight on an 86-degree day and somewhat windy Wednesday night here in Lakeland, Florida. Marauders have an early one tomorrow, so got to catch some Z's before they're back at the ballpark early. Education Day, our first of the year. And we will hit on the Florida State League circuit. 11 a.m. first pitch. Pregame show will get you rolling about 10:45 or so here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Bradenton will send a right-hander Antoine Kelly to the mound opposite of Pedro Garcia. Kelly will be his second appearance, making his first start of the 2024 season. So should be a good one tomorrow. 11 a.m., then back to normal. 6:30 on Friday, 6 o'clock on Saturday, and high noon first pitch on Sunday to round out this first road trip series for the Marauders. But again, they fall just short tonight by a final score of 2-1. That'll do it for us here in Lakeland, Florida, saying so long until tomorrow morning. We'll see you. Grab your coffee, grab something to eat, join us for some morning baseball in Tigertown, USA. Thomas and Zarella saying so long. We'll see you back here tomorrow. This has been a presentation on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.